You're listening to Radio Mayapur with the best devotional, meditation, kirtan music, and inspirational podcast. This is Radio Mayapur.
Hi, Krishna. Welcome to Radio Mayapur. Today, we are very, very happy to have with us Her Grace Murari Mohini Mataji from Bolivia, South America. She has come to Krishna consciousness in 2004, and Mataji is doing a wonderful service in Sridham, Mayapur. She has started an initiative of Mayapur Clean and Green. So today we are very, very fortunate and very happy to have her here in our studio, Radio Mayapur. We would like to listen from her, her experience staying in Mayapur, and much more. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
So, how are you today?
Oh, by Krishna's mercy, I'm happy. I'm okay, nice. Thank you.
So, can you tell us a little bit how you came to Krishna consciousness, and can you tell us something about your background?
When I was graduating from college, the last year was very difficult for me. I had an accident. Actually, don't remember that day, but I went into coma for 5 days. Ooh. And when I woke up after 5 days, then my whole life was different. I used to...
You remember something from past, or you didn't?
Yes, I did, but okay. I don't remember that specific day.
Okay.
So before that, I used to look for high achievements in the material world, high education and high positions and sports, whatever was there to get. I was looking for that because I didn't know about Lord Krishna. So I couldn't find this happiness for my soul. It seems that it's no limit to find this happiness. So my body couldn't handle that, and I went into coma. So after recovering from the coma, by Lord Krishna's mercy, I got a new life. Okay. I got a new life because I met a devotee of Lord Krishna, and he became my...
In Bolivia.
In Bolivia, yes. Mm. He became my best friend and my first guru, my partner, Pratakshaka Guru. He gave me Krishna consciousness, and
I think you can come a little closer. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I got to understand about the science of the soul and how we can attain happiness by serving Lord Krishna. So that's how I began my Krishna consciousness.
Wow, that's wonderful and inspiring. So you were, after the tragedy, you came to Krishna consciousness. That's what you mean, Mataji?
Yes.
Okay.
Because after this accident, I started questioning everything. What is the point of getting, being the best student or the best graduated or the best worker or the best athlete? What is the point if you can lose your life in a minute?
Yeah.
What is the point of all of these titles?
Wake up, soul.
Yes, and after the coma, also the doctors got me on so much medication to keep me alive, and I just couldn't handle this much drugs. They give you drugs. I never did drugs in my life, but when you are sick, that's what the doctors will give you, medicines, mm-hmm. which are drugs. So I couldn't handle that, and I gradually left the medication, these medicines. And I went to live by myself again. And just one day I met this devotee. And yeah. And it was very refreshing to see that all your answers for what is your goal in life.
Did he give you some Bhagavad Gita or something like that? Or you were looking for
it? In the
you
beginning, he didn't give me, but his behavior was very, very inspiring. Mm-hmm. He was very humble. I'm very wise, and so just by his behavior, later I got to meet more devotees, and then he gave me a book, and then I met my Guru Maharaj.
And when you took up chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra?
Yes, and I started chanting.
Okay. That's inspiring, Mataji. Really, really inspiring. So what made you, my next question is, Mataji, what made you so inspired to come to Sri Dham Mayapur, like here?
Well, when I was just a new back teen, I heard the word Mayapur. Like some devotees came from my country, came here, and they would share like about Mayapur, their experience. And I, just by hearing the word Mayapur, something really deep woke up in my heart. And I felt the need that I need to be there. I didn't, as a new bhaktin, I didn't even know what
is
Mayapur.
Did you hear about Lord Chaitanya?
A little bit, but I just, this word Mayapur, I felt like this big connection. So wow. From that day, that became my goal. Like, what I want to go to Mayapur. And later when I came, after
How many years? Like, when did you come to Mayapur? What was the year? And can you tell us that year when you thought about coming to Mayapur, and how did you achieve coming to Mayapur?
Wow, it's a long story. But when I was a new bhakti in 2005, I heard about Sri Dham Mayapur. So at that time, that became my goal. But coming from my country, Bolivia, is in the other side of the world. Yeah. It means that...
It takes a long time to travel, right?
Not only a long time, it's very expensive.
Oh,
another time I was just graduated from a college, like I was just had enough to live every day. So coming to Mayapur, paying such expensive ticket, and then thinking how I will maintain myself here, it seemed like a dream hard to fulfill. But that was there in my heart. And so many things happened, so many difficulties, so many things that... So many of them I don't even want to remember. It was some heavy pastimes. But in 2008, I got the opportunity to go and work in America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a lawyer on human rights.
Oh, wow.
So that was a big opportunity because I was able to work there and get a better income.
Oh.
So that my goal became, okay, I'm going to save this Lakshmi. And then when I'm ready, I'm going to leave. So then I got a good job there. And it was a good position also. But I was definitely not happy. My intention was to help.
To come to Mayapur, yeah?
To come to Mayapur. But my intention when I studied to be a lawyer, it was to help people.
To
solve the miseries of life, which you see there is poverty, there is so many problems in the material world, inequality. And I wanted to help to the people who suffer. But being in different positions, even you could say the capital of the material world there in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And then I was in a position I could help. But I could see that, as Srila Prabhupada said, there's material solutions would only be more material problems. And I was helpless to see that, especially in the higher levels, still there is so much corruption and so much... injustice. So
when you came to Mayapur after that, how did this thought come in your mind that you have to start Mayapur clean and green? Like, how did this thought come that you see Mayapur in this condition, you want to start doing something that is going to really change Mayapur? How did this thought come in your mind, Mataji?
Well, the first time I got to come to Mayapur was in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually 2010. It was 2010 when I had enough Lakshmi to come and everything and to live here for some time. I came to do the Bhakti Shastri and to start like my dream to be in Mayapur. So in 2010, the condition of the dam was not so difficult like it's now. I remember in 2010 also my mom came to visit me in Mayapur. And when she came, she said, oh, wow, this is like, I could understand why you wanted to come here. This is really the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. She was so amazed to see the natural beauty, external beauty of the dam. You know, because the dam is always beautiful and it's always spiritual. And everything in the dam is spiritual. But even materially, the condition of the dam at that time, it was gorgeous, you know. And the water, the trees, the Ganga, the nature. So I was not thinking on doing Mayapur clean and green at that time because Mayapur was clean and green. It was clean and green. It was just one shop in the main road. Everything was a natural packaging, leaf plate and paper, newspaper packaging.
You mean everything was according to how you thought it is?
How like I thought it was just natural
and everything, nice and simple life. I see. Life. This is the thing that is you saw in 2010, right?
Yes, that was okay, in 2010. But then when I came back years later, 2013, then I started.
You came back again. Means you went back to your country. You came back again.
Yes, after Bhakti Shastri, I got married and
so you were not married by then.
2010, I was not married.
Okay.
In 2011, I got married.
Okay.
And then we traveled for service in different places. In 2013, we came back to Mayapur. And I could see some signs of progress of Kali Yuga, of the degradation of the dam.
Degradation,
I mean,
yeah.
Not the dam, it's not degraded. Of the condition. The consciousness of the whole thing.
Consciousness of the people here, how they're changing.
Yes, but at that point, I was not able to stay long-term here. Then I went back again to America, to my country. Then when I had my son, you know, my son Shyam Krishna, he was born in 2015. So then I started to thinking again. I really need to go back to Mayapur because I want my son to grow up in the spiritual atmosphere.
Okay.
And we came back in 2018.
Again, once again back.
Yeah, 2018. And my son was 3 years old. Then it was a shock because...
What did you see before and what you're seeing
8 years
now?
Later, it's like, wow, it's so much progress of the materialistic style of life.
Mm.
And yeah, but still in 2018, my son was very small, 3 years old. So still I need to focus on my son most of the time. So I was only a part-time volunteer for ISKCON Zero Waste Mayapur.
Okay, the ISKCON management.
It's called Zero Waste.
Mm-hmm.
Zero Waste is like an environmental department.
Yes.
So I was volunteer part-time. It means that I wouldn't give my whole life to the project, but I would be there
some hours
for education projects, for some cleanings, like that.
Okay. And then you started Mayapur Clean by yourself. Yeah, that's how it is?
Yes. Then when my son became 5, he started attending to Gurukul.
Oh, Jai.
To Mayapur Gurukul. And then it means that Gurukul, it means that he goes to school from 5 to 5.
5, yeah.
Then I have all this time for service, which I love service. And then I realized, wow, I can dedicate myself more to this. And it happens that in 2021, during lockdown, everything collapsed. You could see, yeah, everything. Before, it was some devotees doing some dam seva. It was some team cleaning the road from other mat. And the ISKCON was providing 2 laborers for cleaning the road too. But when lockdown came, then money stopped coming from different sources.
Money was a big problem during those days.
Yes, yeah, so... Our management said we cannot afford to clean. And anyway, things are closed. The shops are closed, everything. Like, it's not so much need production of carbs. But I could see, you know, I worship the dam by walking, by doing parikram, by like for me, every space in the dam is very special, holy. So I could see, you know, if nobody's cleaning, immediately people start burning the garbage and then the air is becoming more...
The air quality is getting bad when they burn the garbage.
Yes.
This is happening more in Mayapur.
Yeah. So I could see all these signs and I went to our management. I went to the other devotees who were cleaning before and I got the same answer. No, we cannot do right now. We are not in the position. So then I had to go out and start cleaning with my own hands. Krishna. And start, I got a laborer from the previous team that was cleaning. And I got a second-hand rickshaw, like a donation from the previous team also who was cleaning. And that's how we started.
Yeah, wonderful. And it's very inspiring that how you started. So, Mataji, how you meet up your daily activities? Like you said, you have a very small little son who goes to Gurukul. Then you, as a woman, you have many other services inside home. You have your own sadhana as well. You know, how do you meet up all these activities? You go out by yourself. You help the laborers. As you said, you even take care of your kid. Even you take care of your household activities. How do you meet up all these, you know, timings in your daily life?
Well, every day when I go to bed, you know, I like to do this. I put my hand in my heart and I try to ask the Lord, like, how can I do the next day? How can I do better? Mm-hmm. And to please help me and give me inspiration. Sometimes my energy level will go down because I was not able to take proper care of myself. So that's something I'm learning now.
Yeah, because you said you went through a very difficult time in your life once. So yeah. I think by that you need to be physically fit also to do services, right?
Yes, but during all this time, I was kind of okay. But yes, when you do this kind of service, in the beginning, especially the first year, it was very intense going out and
during the hot season
or the rainy season lots of walking under the sun and lots of talking, lots of trying to learn Bengali to communicate with people. So yes, I just had to get the mercy of Guru Maharaj and Lord Chaitanya to do this. I think definitely I'm not doing anything of this. They are the doers and I feel like I'm like a little ant. That's how I feel. You know, when Lord Ramachandra was building the bridge.
Yeah.
And so many were helping. So I feel we are like this little ant and that's how I think of our service these days. We just do our best. And of course, early in the morning, the first thing is like, now that I have some health challenges, try to take care of this body, do some pranayama, some little yoga. Then I wake up our deities and start chanting and taking my son to Gurukul by chanting. Try to finish chanting in the morning before the service. And then the things can go on. But sometimes it's not possible. Like sometimes if I wake up, I'm already feel tired because I'm already feeling not...
You're already tired from the previous day?
Or not balanced. Already feel like not healthy. So then I realized that I need to put more effort on self-care.
Definitely.
And every day is a challenge, but it's a very blissful challenge. You feel like, you really feel like you're nothing. We are nothing. But the Lord, He is He's the most rich, He's the most powerful. And if He likes, things will happen. If He likes, the service will be successful that day.
Exactly.
And it's for some reason He's not pleased, also the things will not go on that day. So we need to learn to try to feel what is the Lord's desire and how we can be a little instrument. That's all.
Very nice, Mataji. So what's the thing that you are trying to bring the change in the devotee's mind here in Sridhar Mayapur? Especially you have taken this as your occupation, I see, that you want to clean Mayapur, you want to do some good service, you want to change the air quality, you don't want people to burn the waste. So what is the change that you are trying to bring, and what are you trying, how hard it is or how easy it is to put in their mind, especially with the Bengali devotees here? I personally see, as well as I want to know from you, so that, you know, our listeners can also understand. So how you are facing taking up these things into your daily activities? What is the challenge that you are feeling? Can you say something?
Yes, it's not like I want to do it. I feel like only by Guru Maharaj's mercy,
that's true,
only by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, I really wish and I pray that we all can realize how worshipable is the Dham itself.
Jai.
How we can all realize that.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Why we are here, it's not because of some big building. It's not because of some business, some shop, some occupation. Why we all came here, because we feel this very powerful spiritual atmosphere that is coming from this holy place where Mahaprabhu himself came here and he walked on this holy land. So I hope and I pray that we all can see this and worship the Dham, not only the Lord in our altar, like we do a puja in our house and we worship the Lord, but we throw out the incense and the box and the plastic bag, and there is no difference between the Lord in our altar and the Lord in the holy Dham. It's no difference. It's the same. And it's even more merciful because he's right there ready to give you the mercy, you know. He's accepting even the touch of your feet. And because of this very powerful place, we all can, you know, we all feel this magic, super transcendental energy that we, in Sridhar Mayapur, you can chant the holy name constantly. You can feel happy. You feel blissful. You have all kind of wonderful association. We have Ganga right next to us. And all these wonderful, so many devotees giving the holy name, giving the Krishna Lila. And so that is my prayer. And that is what I do every day, to see that we can see that. Because it seems that because of the modern lifestyle, we are forgetting. We're forgetting this very basic principle. The Dham is no different than Krishna himself.
Krishna himself. This is nice. Yeah. True. So what are the obstacles, Mataji, that you are facing right now? Or you are seeing for a long term, what are the obstacles that you are having in this Mayapur clean and green?
Yes, one obstacle that you mentioned is the mentality.
Yeah.
For example, sometimes we go to a village or we go to the street, and then we have interaction with the local community, and some of them, we look at this service, cleaning outside your house. For some of them, it is like a very low class service. Like,
yeah, they don't think that they should clean.
Yeah, we'll feel like, why I have to clean outside the street? This is meant for a untouchable person or for a Shudra or like that. Like the very first year when I started cleaning, because we didn't have enough workers or resources, I was cleaning for 12 hours a day with the laborers. Krishna. I was cleaning and I got so much criticism from some visitors or local people. They would tell me, why you're cleaning here, why you not go clean your house, why you don't go clean the altar. And the reason is like, okay, I clean my house, of course, but there is so many devotees that are there in the temple already cleaning the altar, and they're like very happy to do pujari service. But there is not so many, or very few, or maybe nobody right now who is willing to be here cleaning the dam. And then sometimes I would go crying, thinking because I'm doing the wrong thing. And I was thinking, maybe this is true. Bhagavad Gita says, it's better you do your duty wrong, but don't do somebody else's duty right. And I call to my Kurumaras crying, my Siksha Guru, Mahatma Prabhu, he's my instructor guru. And I told him, Guru Maharaj, maybe it is true. Maybe, you know, I'm not a manager. I'm not in a government position. I'm not like a sweeper by profession. I'm just like a simple Mataji. Maybe it is true. I'm doing the wrong thing. Please tell me, because I don't want to do the wrong thing. I want to please the Lord in the way that He feels I should do. Maybe I'm just attached, because I'm very attached to the
holy places,
to the beauty also. I'm attached to the beauty of the holy place. I'm attached to the beauty of nature, to the birds, to the trees.
Yeah.
I'm attached. And I say, maybe I'm just sentimental and I'm attached to this external
I understand
form of the time. And he told me, no, if you feel the need to serve the holy dam, if you feel, if the garbage is bothering you, if it's because the Lord is telling you in your heart, you should do this, and the Lord will help you. And maybe right now you don't have everything you need to do it, and you feel you're wasting your time, but be sure the Lord wants you to do this. And and just keep doing what you're doing and pray for help, and the Lord will help. And I said, but Guru Maharaj, look, I feel sometimes people tell me, is this what your guru told you to do? What,
yeah, that's like more
this,
painful.
Is this your instruction? You should be chanting, you should be reading, you should. Yes, and I do all these things. If I had my choice, I'd be happy in my home, decorating my home, and just reading and writing. I love this. I love writing poetry.
Yeah.
I love making beautiful things. It's what I love. And I'll be comfortable in the nice house. So I said, I don't have an instruction. I need an instruction to be the goal of my life. And he told me, okay, if you really need this, I give you the instruction now again. I gave you the instruction. Keep doing what you're doing and pray your help, for help, and the Lord will help. Because he wants you to do this.
Yeah.
And then I felt happy, because I it is true. I have this rebellious nature. It's in my personality.
Mm-hmm.
I look for justice. I look for fixing things. I look for defending the poor, defending the sufferer. I'm this kind of rebellious person. It is true. I'm not a submissive Mataji. Yeah. And sometimes I feel guilty for that. But my Guru Maharaj told me, this is what you need to do. And
this is a good service that you're doing.
He's happy with that. And later, how I first got the inspiration in my heart to do this is from my Guru Maharaj, Japataka Swami Maharaj, my Diksha Guru. When he talks about the dam with so much love, and he describes how Srimati Radharani created the dam, and she called Ganga, and she called Jalangi, and she put a tulsi forest, she put these beautiful creepers and malati flowers and kadamba trees, and she made it for the Lord.
She made it, yeah.
So then I got this in my heart, of course, this is the dam. Why we have to allow these offenses to the dam? We need to be part, at least, you know, the Shastra says, if you cannot, kill the person who is offending. You know, you need to escape the place. You need to do something. And so this
is... What is the future you see of Mayapur Clean and Green now? Because right now it is going on in this stage that you're trying to explain people door to door how to keep their home clean, I mean the roads clean, to not put the garbage, to have different, you know, plastic, paper and other things. So how do you see the future of Mayapur Clean and Green?
As I mentioned before, we are this little ant in Lord,
in the service.
In Lord Ram's army. And we are growing a little bit by little bit. We're doing progress on education. We created this special Mayapur Clean and Green bin, dry waste bin, which is working. It's working very good.
So it will work in future days, you think?
Yes. So this before, we would have to go door by door and like this. But now we are creating some infrastructure. So you may see in the dam, there is our bin.
Yeah,
is in different places. And now people start understanding the concept. Before we will be like, I'll be like the crazy Mataji, you know? Like, okay, she's just doing it because it's a little crazy. But now I could see gradually the devotees are also getting, I mean, everybody's aware, but they're getting more concerned, like how things are progressing, that we yeah. also need to be part of the solution. We cannot...
Okay, so they're helping you as well, the people those are doing, making...
They are becoming aware. So they now mm-hmm. they call us and they say, somebody is burning. What can we do? I don't know where to put my garbage. Can
yeah, personally,
help?
I have done that.
yeah, like, oh, I have some recyclables. Where can I put? I have electronic waste. Where can I put? And then we feel like the community knows that we are there to help. And they are cooperating in a sense that they are expanding this awareness. And by Christ's mercy, we have a little infrastructure. We have mm-hmm. a place where people can take electronic waste. We have a place where people can take secondhand items.
So is this being recycled or how is it this waste
yes,
that you collect?
Everything that we do. We look for the best option to take it out of the dam. For example, okay. electronic waste. We have an agreement with a company in Kolkata. They will come personally when we have certain amount. They will come especially for us to pick up this waste. And it will go out of the dam. And not even that, it will be responsible. Recycle in a responsible way. They are certified, so they will, all the toxic things that are in a phone, for example, they will recycle properly, and the things that can be reused, they will do properly. We also have a share and care community. We created, there is another, it's like the second product of Mayapur Clean and Green, it's called Share and Care. It's a community for devotees who need something yeah. or want to give something. So, because we don't have yet a second-hand thrift store, we have this community. It's also working to reduce the waste. Because sometimes, you know, we will find we're cleaning the street and just a full suitcase full of things, you know.
Things,
we find
yeah.
so funny things, you know. Somebody just throw coffee, dirty, even beads,
yeah, this could
books,
be recycled.
Everything, because they don't know what to do with this. So now we are getting a little bit more known by the community mm-hmm. and these things are happening.
So I think you know little bit Bengali language, is it? You learned it from the, you know, people over here or after getting frustrated from them? What is it?
No, I will write a paper what I want to
say to them?
People and I will get a local devotee to tell me, how can I say this? Like, oh, How can I tell this Prabhu? Please don't burn your garbage and give me your bag. I will take care of it, please. And then he will write for me. Oh, please, Ago Anjalabena, Abni, Bosta Bakin, Amadar, Amakardebe, like this kind of thing. So I learned like this, but it's very basic.
Basic language words.
Now.
So right now in Mayapur, which places you are looking for cleaning? And is it only the places in Mayapur, Sridham, Mayapur, or you are trying to look in further places like in Navadweep or the Nine Islands? Or is it just the Mayapur that you're trying to make it clean?
Our vision, it covers the whole Navadweep, Mandal Parikram. That is our vision. By Lord Krishna's mercy, to cover Navadweep.
That's great.
And make it beautiful again. And then after that, this is the vision, if the Lord wants, we will like to, like Mayapur clean and green, go to Vrindavan Dham.
Haribol!
And Mayapur clean and green, go to Puri Dham.
Puri.
And the whole India is a holy place. So definitely, we can go to different places. So our vision is that if we can create an inspiring model, an applied spirituality, you know, like everything that Srila Prabhupada is giving us in the books, you know.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada is giving with such a detail. Even the Navadvipa Gita Mahatmya says, everything in the Dham is spiritual. The trees, the water, the air, the flowers, the trees.
Everything.
Everything is spiritual. Everything has a personality. Even Lord Chaitanya, you know, they are their associates.
Yes,
these
yes.
trees and Jagannath Das, like Babaji.
In Jharkhand, when Mahaprabhu went, all the animals were dancing with him.
Yes.
Everything is there.
For example, there is a pastime of Jagannath Das Babaji. Mm-hmm. When one real estate person came to visit him and he was so happy, like, oh, I cleared the jungle and I cut these leaves so you can have a clean place. And then he was disgusted. He said, he felt like, why he's cutting this, you know, these creepers, these trees, they are my eternal associates. They are my friends, family, you know. So, and even just from the basic common sense, you know, the trees and the nature are the basic things that we need for life. To have a clean air, to have clean water, to have a good quality of food.
This is true. The basic thing, like we have the trees. If this is not there in the future days, how are we going to survive? It's just going declining, because what I see here in Mayapur, I was there since last three years. It's 3+ more years. But when I came, there were trees. And now I don't see trees in the same place where I saw before. So, you know, we have to be careful in this. You're right, Mataji. And I'm very happy that you have this great initiative that you want to try your best. You're doing your best. All best, and I can understand what you're going through. So what is the help that you're looking from the government, or let's say from outsiders, or from the people all around the world, or from Sridham Mayapur? What is the help that you need?
Well, there is maybe two parts of this.
Yeah.
The first part is actually the local government, the Panchayat, and the whole district of Navadweep Dam.
District officers, Panchayat.
Yes, and they need to start doing their duty.
Definitely.
It's a very simple. They need to provide a daily service for cleaning the dam. Cleaning Sridham Mayapur, cleaning
the
Nile Islands around. For example, in Navadweep in the Navadweep municipality, there is some cleaning service. I mean, it's not perfect in terms of separation, composting, and still lots of garbage everywhere.
But they just clean it, that's it.
But yeah, at least it's somebody picking up the garbage and taking, unfortunately, to a landfill, you know. I don't know if you've seen Vishnupriya.
Yes.
It is just a huge place with garbages. You know, everything in the dam is spiritual. So, actually, even we feel sad because, as I said so many times, 85% of what we collect is not even recyclable, it's not reusable. We also need to take it to a landfill.
Yeah.
So first, we need our government, with the power that the government has. The government is very powerful.
Definitely.
To provide a daily service of cleaning every house, every door, every hotel. Because 10,000 families in Sridhar Mahapur, they don't know where to take the garbage. So what they will do? They will burn it or they will throw it anywhere. And we are just a small group of 6 people collecting garbage from very few people. Like we have 108 or so customers we cultivated in the dam. And if somebody call us, we go, and if you call me to clean around your house, we will go and we will clean. If somebody's calling for recycling, for second hand, we are doing this. But this is not even 1% of what it needs to be done.
Yeah.
Like maybe there is, we calculated approximately maybe there is 30 tons of garbage produced daily in the dam. And we collecting 1 ton. Daily. Every day we collect 1 ton. And out of this 1 ton, only maybe 50 kilos can be recycled.
Mm-hmm.
The other things are not recyclable, are going to a landfill. And so where is the other garbage is going? No wonder why you feel this plastic smell in the air, because people is burning the garbage. No wonder why we see the garbage flowing in the Ganga. No wonder why behind every hotel there is a ton of garbage.
So what's the help you need, Mataji?
So first help, we need the government to do their duty, to provide this daily service, to provide a place, a landfill, which can be managed according to the law. It means that it will be separation, it will be compost production, it will be recycling going on, and it will be a proper manage of the toxic materials, which is means like electronic batteries and others. And so this help we need from the government.
Does this include even the laborers? Like, if you personally do it, or how it is like?
Okay, this is the second part. One part is the government needs to do his own duty.
Their duty.
Second part, we as Mayapur Clean and Green, we are ready to help, actually, because we got this team of people, local people, local workers who are trained now, and they are able to give this knowledge to other local workers. If the government starts cleaning now, our team can train these workers how to clean, how to separate, where to take the things, how to be careful like that, even how to interact with people. This is one thing. Other help we need personally, like Mayapur Clean and Green, we are ready to keep growing. So we need more laborers. I mean, if we get, we are growing for 1 labor to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now we're growing from 1 rickshaw. Second hand, now we have 6 rickshaws cleaning.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, like we went from 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 rickshaws cleaning. We are cleaning Ganga too. So if we just keep get more support from community, we don't mind cleaning more. Even we can take the challenge to clean the whole area, because each of our laborers is able to manage another Mayapur Clean and Green team.
Yeah.
So if we get more rickshaws, if we get more resources to pay more laborers, then we are ready to clean. But then there is another further step. What do you do with all this garbage?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So in that case, we need the intervention of government or some private investor who is ready to do this high investment for a recycling factory.
Factory.
Then the whole thing will be sustainable.
What about the landfill? If it is personally from Mayapur Clean and Green, they will also need a landfill in that case, right?
Yes, land is required, because then even the landfill right now,
near the Tarampur.
By ISKCON's mercy, our ISKCON Mayapur, they led us to take the garbage we collect everywhere. They led us to take it there, whatever is not recyclable. That is also not the best solution. This landfill is next to the river.
Exactly.
And then the landfill doesn't have any security measurements. It doesn't have any protection. So the things are leaking into the underground water and soil going to the river life. So this whole landfill needs to be
replaced.
Need
or
to
dumped.
Be cleaned and need to be reorganized.
Definitely.
And for this, we are in conversations with our official management. For example, Tapan Mishra Prabhu, he's a co-director. He said he went to the district magistrate and he is in negotiations with them to fix this landfill, also to provide more bins for ISKCON campus and some rickshaws for cleaning ISKCON campus. Again, ISKCON Mayapur is putting a focus. Of course, they are right. They say the charity starts at home and we need to clean our home first. So we still, like Mayapur Clean and Green, the dam for us is everything, you know. The night islands in the main road. And right now we are cleaning these places. We clean from Hulargat to the Bhakti Siddhanta Road. We go to Tarampur Road until Tarampur Ghat. This is our daily cycle.
It's okay.
This is our daily route.
A route where you clean, keep cleaning.
Yes, but still we don't have the ability to clean all of this because there is like 200 hotels or more
that we know
that are throwing right now garbage everywhere and we are not allowed to clean this because the place...
You're not given the authority to do that, right?
We are not allowed because we do not have a place where to take this garbage we collected. ISKCON Mayapur landfill won't allow us to enter this kind of garbage for different reasons because sometimes it's not vegetarian, it's totally mixed. So it's a complicated thing. The government definitely needs to take part on this.
So before we go to end of this session today, I want to know that what would you like to say to our viewers, means those who are listening to us today, or those who will be listening to us in the future days, what would you like to give a message as a Mayapur Clean Green or as, you know, to keep this environment clean or the air, you know, air pollution, anything that you want to give a good message to our listeners?
Yeah. I want to please beg you to pray for the mercy of the Holy Dam to come to your life. Because if you would be able to open your heart to the Holy Dam, He will reveal Himself to you. And if this happens, I would like to please ask you to keep first your house clean. And at least, you know,
house and heart,
5 meters around your house clean.
Clean.
Imagine if we all do that. Imagine if you keep your house clean and 5 meters around your house clean. And your neighbor does the same.
The same.
And everybody does the same. The whole place will be clean,
right? Exactly.
So this is my prayer that we all can take the mercy of the Holy Dam to allow us to see that this place is, it needs to be preserved because the power of the dam, it's in this, it's a spiritual atmosphere that make us all be able to realize Krishna consciousness, make us all able to chant the holy names constantly, make us all able to grow in our spiritual life. So this is our most important duty to serve the dam, to worship it, and to keep it beautiful. And this will bring so many blessings to our life. And if you need help to do this, we are ready to help. If you need help to keep these 5 meters around your house clean, we are ready to help as Mayapur Clean and Green. Or if in certain areas, for example, inside ISKCON land, then we can also provide you the contact of the official department who is doing this service in your area. So we should all be able to access to a beautiful and clean Mayapur Dam for our own spiritual development. Benefit.
Spiritual
benefit. Otherwise, I feel we'll be doing an offense and nobody wants to make offenses.
Yeah.
So we should pray for the mercy of the Dam.
Thank you, Mataji. You're really very inspiring. So, and before we end this, I just want to conclude. Mataji has come all the way from her own homeland, Bolavia, to India, to Shridham Mayapur. And she has been tirelessly trying to explain people how to keep Mayapur clean. And Mataji is going through a lot. And she's doing her level best to keep Shridham Mayapur clean and green. Because, yeah, everything is required. Where we stay, we have to stay in a good air quality. So she has been trying to help with not burning waste around Shridham Mayapur, collecting waste garbage. She personally have went house to house, place to place, explaining people. So it is a good thing, and it's a very inspiring that she, all the way from her homeland, she came to Shridham Mayapur to keep this place clean, since it's a holy land where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken birth. So we are very, very happy to have her here in Radio Mayapur, listen to her realization, listen about her life story, even to listen about their mood and mission, how to take care of Shridham Mayapur. So this is really very, very inspiring, and we would like to have everybody do the same. As Mataji said, that every 5 meters, if every 5 meters around you, the apartment or your home, if you keep that clean, your neighbor also does the same. Everything is clean. So the whole Mayapur is clean. So this is a very good method of keeping Shridham Mayapur clean. So we would like everybody to help in this. Help Mataji, help us, and help ourselves, and keep Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our heart, and keep Mayapur Dam clean. So thank you very much, Mataji. So by this, we will end today's program here.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
You're listening to Radio Mayapur with the best devotional, meditation, kirtan music, and inspirational podcast. This is Radio Mayapur.